If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And
it's
happy
an Ubafala. It's not a pepper necklace. You
I'm
keep
sorry.
Saying, I want to take a picture with your pepper necklace. It's an Ubafala.
I said that wouldn't have been nice if I would have done that. And
I'm not
going to do that.
Anything in this room anymore.
Why?
Because we just talked about something.
That we can't.
And then it popped up
that.
On TV.
We just vanilla skied.
It's really creepy.
So now I feel like there's going to be a commercial for pepper necklaces to pop up on TV.
You think like there's an election here we don't know about?
I think so.
That.
It's got to be.
That's just listening to us because, like, stuff will pop up or you'll get an email about something you said off the air.
Oh, that's creepy.
I'm in here talking about my Dufala necklace.
I know. No, Ulafala.
Ulafala.
He wants a pearl pair of panties.
I'm a Ula leader, not a Ula follower.
Oh, sounds
pepper.
So good.
Some pepper panties?
A pepper song.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to buy a pepper necklace?
Hi, I'm Julius Peppers. Try my new Peppers underwear.
You may know my cousin Kevin.
What's the Scoville level on your tank?
Pepper Spanx. I got you some Pepper Spanx.
Welcome to HSN. We
is
got pepper necklaces.
Peppa Pig is?
I don't know.
Is it Peppa? Oh,
Peppa.
Well, that's not Pepper.
Pepper
not
Spanx.
Pepper Pig. Peppa.
Pepper Pig.
Hey, you know what today is?
Peter Piper picked those.
Radio Day.
No, today is Galentine's Day.
Oh, it is Thursday. You get to go
it's the
early.
Day before,
let's go,
girls.
Bitch.
Come on, girls.
Where are you and your skeezers going, Paige? Oh.
Skeezers.
Slinky links. You know, because I have, it's a school night.
Yeah.
So I will.
Her boyfriend's in class.
I'm going to go to, I think I'm going to go to the gym and work out with one of them. And then.
What's up, T?
Hey, Tanya.
Well, so yeah. You're not celebrating Galentine's Day.
I wish I could, because I think it'd be fun to hang out with my girls.
What would you do? Just go to dinner?
Dinner. Have a few drinks.
Go to a Magic Mike show?
If there was one.
Yeah, there's not really any meat bars in town.
You know, so.
There's
honestly,
not. They used to do them like at a comedy club every once in a while. They'd do like a Chippendales type thing at a comedy club. That's like, why don't the strip club just say, hey, ladies, you got the night off. We're bringing in some dudes tonight. Just change up the format once a month or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Coming to the
fun.
Class act.
It's
one
not
night
enough
only.
To warrant a ladies club all the time, I don't think.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
You do?
In Vegas, yeah.
Well, not in Greenville.
No, I feel like the Dancing Bear couldn't be a full-time club.
And
everything you do here, everybody finds out about it. Ain't not Vegas.
My friend was dating a Chippendale dancer and didn't know he was a Chippendale dancer.
Did he wear the red shirt and the hat, or did he wear the bomber jacket?
No, he was a squirrel.
They had no, he was a squirrel.
They were explorers.
It was so funny when she saw the video of him. I go, whoa, shoot, he's got moves. You might as well stay with him.
Yeah, because he could dance well.
Yeah. They danced in a show together, and there was also like a girl fight between him and her.
See, I always heard girl. That most of the male dancers don't like women.
Well, this guy did.
That's what I always heard.
Or he pretended very well.
They've really beefed up the talent when it comes to these male reviews.
Beefed
because
up. Nice.
It used to be your local hot dude that we put in the show.
Yeah.
And he was never... He was
a tough man contest.
Really?
Yeah, but he wasn't ribbed. He was just skinny.
Yeah.
And he had a tribal tattoo or caved
always.
In chest.
He didn't have moves.
Always.
Handlebar mustache.
Drove a crotch rocket.
And he dipped. And you know skinny guy theory.
Yeah.
He had a hog because he's real skinny.
Right.
Oh yeah. That happens.
And anyway. they gotta use what they got, you know, to kinda get you to, like, if you go to a strip club, a chick's gonna smack you with him for a little bit, you know?
She is?
Like about your face and stuff.
Like, I gotta figure, you know, the counterpart, they gotta do kind of the same thing.
Uh huh.
Try to knock you out.
What is it? Is it called a ladies' club? I'm trying to Google, like, if there's one in LaLanna. I think there is one in LaLanna, like an all time. Would you call it ladies' club?
That, or would it just be male review?
Male review.
That sounds like it's.
Google Meat Bar, see what comes up.
I did do that. It was some kind of survival thing from Alex Jones.
You know how much I love Ingles? I like to go up to the sign that says best meat in town and take a picture up under it.
No, dude, I took a picture of the one on the drink aisle that says carbonated drinks, water, jug water. Like they put jug water on that. I took a picture of that
he
and sent
his
it
own water.
To Joe.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, for Galentine's, there's a study. It looked at how many good female friends the average female has. And 26% say 3, 44% say 4 or 5, and 26% say 6 or more.
I'm going to say 6 or more because when you take a picture, there's like 30 of you in the same picture.
Yeah.
Doing the same pose. And I don't know what you're looking and laughing at, but it's way up in the air.
They're laughing at nothing. Or they're twirling their hair all at the same time.
Yeah.
Or they're the one who really cares and is working out hard and has got that butt is standing sideways.
Oh, they want you to know.
Yeah.
Why don't you do like a human centipede pose?
Also, if they're newly engaged, that hand is flat on the leg. The hand is on the leg, flat, so you can see the depth of the rock.
So I agree with 6 or 7 because, you know, my girls are my bridesmaids. You know them all very well, like Jenny, Tina, Sarah.
Well, not like that.
Jamie.
I've never made love to
you. And, of course, Tanya.
Why do you do palm to palm and cheek to cheek in the same picture? That's kind of weird, too.
What does that mean?
Like two girls will stand in front of each other, and they'll hold palm to palm, and they'll put their faces cheek to cheek, and they'll usually kick a leg out.
I don't know what you're watching.
Like, this is like a common pose.
I don't know. Like, I know some women will hold their drinks, especially if it's wine or coffee, like they're the Statue of Liberty in pictures. Like, they'll just, like, they're like, look at me, I have a drink. It's caffeine in this. Look at me. Look at this.
I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Because you're not either.
You gotta have
fat girl. They would never go over on the radio.
You gotta have
in trouble for calling you your name.
You gotta have too fat many friends, and you have to take stupid pictures all day.
Who else is on the show with you and Paige? Fat girls in there with us. That would not sound right.
I'd still wear shorts.
Short shorts. Daisy Dukes.
You'd be Daisy Dukes mayonnaise.
I dress like a gym teacher then. What can I do now?
You look like you could hit the hell out of a softball.
Oh my gosh.
I can build a roof in no time.
Man, there's a thing. I'm not going to give them a free plug, but there's a place in Spartanburg that has it. But I don't know they have a home club. I think it's just something you can book.
Melissa might give you a free plug if you go down to Adam and Eve.
She's great.
They got buy one, get free plugs. Oh, this is in Charleston. My bad.
Okay. So here are the qualities that women look for.
Guess we're going
friends.
To Charleston this weekend.
Uptown.
No, at number 4, intellect. People don't want dumb friends.
Right.
I like all my
you gotta
girlfriends.
You got to keep one around. You got to keep one dummy.
Mine are really smart. They're all educated women. I love them. Okay.
But are they really, or is it just like women empowering each other and like.
No, they really are.
Like, you got this, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that.
Like,
Paige,
I got a GED.
This.
Yeah.
You know.
But then when you do that, one of them's ended up, you know, selling some Arbonne or some crap. So you like
that's okay.
Well, then you got to buy their crap if they pepped you up for your crap,
but they're
going to have a dildo party at the house, and you got to go to that.
But you go do that. You buy your candles or whatever, and Scentsy or whatever. You just support girls.
Oh, I wish I knew a Scentsy rep.
I know. I love Scentsy.
At Fatboy 933.
Oh my God,
that might get you good on that.
Here comes a flooded time.
It's okay. That's, everybody's got a side hustle, and you support. Pour every little thing that they do.
Can I interest you in a $50 candle?
Sure.
How about a wax melt this $800?
The fun-loving attitude.
He's selling goop.
We love that about our friends.
We love fun-loving attitudes.
And then similar sense of humor. That sense of humor has got to go because that's what I do is I send, especially Jenny, I send her the worst videos and we laugh.
Yeah.
They ain't like...
Like terrible stuff.
No.
And it's funny.
I've seen some of the stuff you laugh at. It's
usually lame.
As cringe as the kids say.
What are you saying?
No, you want to see, like, Fatboy can beat that in any day.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
as far as the things that he will send, many others.
Yeah, mainly it's like animal stuff. Number one.
It's usually like it'll be a hot girl that's like sitting there, and you're like, yeah, and all of a sudden a penis flops right out of her pants.
Those are great. Made you look.
Or the one that's walking down the aisle at the grocery store, and she like squats for a minute, and then looks like a snake just laid on the floor.
No, I don't.
This
think
girl
I've
sure knows
how
to farm.
But that was just good.
Yeah.
And number one is common interest. You got to have something in common that you all like to do together.
Apparently on Tinder, it's kind of, it's politics and vaccines. That's the big.
Are you vaxxed?
If you're not vaxxed, swipe right. If you voted for Trump, swipe right.
Oh gosh, really?
If you ain't vaxxed, you're about to get doxxed.
If you're a woman and sound like that, I'm gonna swipe the other way.
I'm gonna go left.
Yeah.
Don't you swipe on me, big man.
Also, the video option on there where you can put a video on there, and it's like a boomerang video. So if you're like sitting there doing your little dance, it's just playing it over and over. It's so dope.
You just want to whip it around real quick. And
yeah. I'm logging out of that thing.
All right,
I'm
done. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Happy Galentine's Day, everybody. I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
So much for equality. Where's Boyentine Day?
You're going to do them all like Piece of Fish, Black People Meet, the other one that's real popular.
Piece of Fish.
The big one.
Biker Bang?
No, well, that one too. But you know, the bait bus. Match.com. Yeah, that's the other one.
Plenty of Fishes.
Hinge. Bumble.
Hinge. Hinge. I did
unhinged?
Not know existed. No, right.
Areola.
I'm going to do Unhinged.
The one where just well-to-do people meet.
Oh.
Areola? Oh, that's the one we got to have.
Bang
the,
bus?
The pin code. Even if you have the website, you got to have the pin code. But you can deep search the pin code, but you still won't get invited to it.
You got to go to the grocery store in the produce section, right? That's what they always said.
What do you say? Mine's bigger.
No, the upside down pineapple. Is that what you're referring to?
Hey, if you think that gourd, I got a gourd.
I got a gourd.
Oh my God.
It ain't all lumpy.
It's when you get...
ain't a gourd.
It ain't something like they'd make a birdhouse out of. But whatever. All right. Those are headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Yes.
Love them.
Love them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back more Rise Guys right after this. Yeah.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Like in space, you're flying through asteroid belts?
Pretty much. Or like a ball return at your bowling alley. We're waiting for it to pop up.
Oh, you got a slow digestive tract, Katie.
Here comes a big sixlet.
You need to have more roughage.
Use fiber.
You freaking, the word polyps is scary.
Freaking scary. Because I don't even really know what it is.
Well, let me tell you this, and this is not to like gross you out or anything, but a couple of your P words, and you will get that way. But new listeners to the show, I'm type 2 diabetic. I've never had to get shots. I just take a pill in the morning, pill at night. One in the, about halfway through if I want one. But no, really, I take two a day. And over the years, they've changed. You know, like if you're on a prescription, like you'll get it 1 month and it'll be pink, like a football. The next time you get it, it might be square and yellow, whatever. So right when I started this new type of diabetes medicine, it was called Glucophage. It sounds like a expensive luxury brand.
Oh. Is that sounds a, like a dessert.
Is that a Glucophage bag you have there, Paige? or a dessert? Yes, we're going to go with the Glucophage for two, please. Garcon, boy, over here. So, long story short, I was going to the bathroom, number two, and I felt something weird. And it's not being gross. This is health stuff. And I felt something odd a couple times, and I looked down into there, and I saw what looked to be grapes. And I was like, first off, I ate grapes, but these were like I swallowed full grapes.
Okay.
Like, you know, I chew them up, mince them up in my mouth or whatever, I swallow them.
Oh, no.
And I was really freaked out by that. And I told, actually, I will say his name right now, former account executive David Copelson that used to work with
us. Hey, buddy.
And I told Cope about it because I don't know. I don't know why that came up. I told Cope, not Adam Copeland, but David Copelson. I said, Cope, this is weird, man. You know, he's like, sounds like polyps, buddy. And I'm like,
God, it sounds like something he would say.
Always the worst.
Because he would know.
But he, yeah. So
he's very knowledgeable.
He's like, sounds like polyps. And I go Google and I'm like, good God, man, it kind of looks like that. So I call my doctor, freaking out, my primary care, which is my doctor.
Let me follow you to the bathroom so we can take a look at it.
You may give me a colonoscopy, buddy. How can we monetize this right now?
Oh, so, my God.
Come back to the Coke cabana.
That's a sales guy for you. How can we monetize this? I love that. So,
that's disgusting.
My doctor said, and this is weird, but he's like, I need you to take a picture of one.
Oh, why just mail it to him in a box?
What's in the box? It's my polyps, maybe.
I want to see it.
In a ring box.
I sent the picture to him, then I get a call back. And you will never believe this. I can't believe I've never shared this on the air before. Probably because it's gross. But
was it not?
It was not polyps, thank God.
Praise Jesus.
This is your doctor.
It was the new pill had the gel cap on the pill was made of vegetable.
Surprised
oil?
You took it.
I love the hell out of vegetables.
You do now.
But what, the coating, I guess, was made out of vegetable oil or whatever. So my body didn't break it down. But the gel tab in my tum-tum was filling up with all of the trash that was coming down the chute.
It kept collecting them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And just shooting out like bullets. I mean,
I can imagine.
Like I'm shooting into the Atlantic Ocean.
At the rate of speed,
splash, too. Splash.
Does it normally break down or does it end up in?
It just depends on your body or what you eat or whatever. But
he wanted you to take a picture.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was like, God, this is freaking. And I'll tell you another thing that's awful,
that
too.
That is fascinating.
Prior to cell phone cameras, this makes me miss her because I love her. So we're just like death and gloom today on a Friday. But my grandma, Nanny, the sweetest woman that was ever.
Was she the farter?
She was the farter. She was also the quarter Cherokee. And,
I love that.
Or the sixth Cherokee.
Did she ever apologize or she just...
For farting?
Yeah.
She, I don't know if she could hear it.
Yeah.
We never, neither.
So true.
They her and my grandpa would no-sell farts, but we didn't know if
yeah, that's
it was beneath them to acknowledge it.
Yeah, they didn't.
Or if they just didn't hear it. Or if they don't feel it.
I don't know. All the above. I don't know, because there was a lady at the grocery store who dusted me and didn't even acknowledge it. And I thought, oh, you just killed a...
God. Like, you got farted on at the grocery store?
I did.
But did she walk by doing it, or did it and walk
she
by and she
just pulled
by
me
by
and
you?
Just like really... And didn't even
you
say
make her
she
dress
was,
move?
She didn't even say she was sorry, and she kept talking to me. I'm like... I thought ready to like, pass out.
Looking for ice cream, and then she's just
playing
like,
the horn here.
Wouldn't you say, excuse me?
She fired
me.
One off in the freezer and tried to lock you in with it.
I wanted to say, you need to go to the bathroom now.
Everybody knows if you got a fart, you go in the beer cave and just like, wait.
I remember that time we did an appearance at a convenience store, and it was like 102 degrees that day, and I was so hot. I went and sat in the beer cooler because I thought I was going to pass out. I was like, I'm going to pass out right now. But anyway, my sweet grandma, she had some, you know, the way older people, they wait a lot of times to the last minute to, you know, they come from that time of rubbing dirt on it and not being a wuss.
Yeah, just stubborn.
She's had this real bad sore on her leg, and it was gross.
Oh, God.
And the doctor wanted to see a picture of it. So my mom, hey, baby, she got my camera that I had and took it and said, do you have any film left? You kids have no idea what this is like.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama. Do you have any film left on there? And you go look at the top, and it's like, it says three. I have three pictures. Well, I need it. So whatever else is on there. So I go get them, and, you know, uh-huh. That was the best thing. I went to Eckerd Drugs. They'd Eckerd. Knock it out in like an hour. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going through and looking at the pictures, and there that is, like,
oh.
And the way I'm not being this, I love you, Nanny, you know, you would get a laugh out of this, I feel like. But it was from right here, this point, you have to explain this. If the sore was here, mm-hmm. and my mom took the picture from there, so you see a little bit, it's the side.
So you saw a little bit of a little carpet.
Yeah, like one you'd put in front of a sink.
But a mature doctor doesn't care.
If you're looking down the side of somebody's house, you might see some shrubbery peeking out.
Right. But
a bush, maybe.
Years later, well done. Years later, I was going through some pictures, and one of them had slid into there, and I threw it away. I was like, there ain't no need. This is awful.
What if you, never mind. I can't say that, because it was the actual picture of the sore.
It was.
I was just thinking, what if the sore wasn't there and you forgot who it was, and you're like, hey, I'm going to keep this in the old bank. Go back to it if I need
only
to.
Only you would think
but
that.
Then you remember who it was after. You're like, oh, no, no.
Would they think that?
Or if you just send the sores, you're like, hey.
Haunt him, Nanny. I know you.
Don't you do it.
Does the Lord let you come haunt people that are talking crap about you on Earth?
I support Native Americans.
Your new name is Sick Boy.
That's been taken by WCW. Billy Kidman will sue him.
Yep.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Show. Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on February the 13th. Happy birthday.
Or
second.
Hey, they're fat ass.
they're fat ass.
We'll play this for, we'll do this birthday. We've been following these kids since they were kids. It is
Paris.
Not Paris.
I love Paris.
Not Blanket.
Tito.
Prince Michael.
Oh, yes. Man, I would.
I have no clue.
All right, I would just guess. Is that, that's the kid that he was hanging out of the balcony in Germany?
I think that was Blanket. Yeah, oh, Prince Michael baby. Is
the youngest?
The middle.
The kid he had with Debbie. Also, Paris, I believe he had with Debbie.
Is Debbie dead as well?
I think Debbie's still with
still
us.
Alive.
Debro? Is there a Debro Records?
Are you the Debbie Rowe? Debro Records. God, that'd be great.
It would be good. Her sitting there in like an electric chair. I'm going to say 21 now.
Oh, let's see. 23.
28 years old for Prince Michael.
Man.
Let's do... Yeah, we'll do her. She's for movies like the American Pie movies, American Beauty. She was also in a movie called Sonny where James Franco was a gigolo. And Nicolas Cage was her coke-addicted pimp.
Was it, and they wore like ski masks everywhere and did cocaine?
No, I think that was something different.
Okay.
It's Amina Suvari is worth it.
Oh, old Mina. Yeah.
She has the most southern first name ever.
Mina Suvari.
Are you Mina? No, I'm nice.
I met her on a safari with the baby wiener.
Spotted alone on a safari. An itchy baby weenie.
Tap that weenie.
Tap
that rotisserie chicken.
I can't say the other ones.
Nope. That's where it stops. Paige, you start this one.
God, I don't even know where to start. 35?
38.
Mina Suvari is 46 years old.
Gosh.
This gentleman's got a birthday today.
Go Vikings, let's win this game. Go
Legend.
Vikings, honor your name.
Just had a health battle. Had a little cancer battle he's coming around from.
Suck them, fight, 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 fight. Go Vikings, run up the score.
Is this the Minnesota Vikings or Spartanburg?
It's Minnesota, but Spartanburg should use it.
Old Franz Argenton? I'm trying to think. Alan Page? Was he a purple people eater?
I think one of the greatest receivers in the history of the NFL. He announced he had cancer a few months ago.
Give me the initials.
RM. I thought greatest receiver in the history of the league or one of would give it away. He was also a Raider and a Patriot. He also went to Notre Dame, Florida State, and Marshall.
Oh, Randy Moss.
It is Randy Moss's birthday. Best buddies with Jason Williams growing up.
White chocolate.
Yep.
Damn.
who gives away memorabilia on his Instagram like crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? I appreciate people always, oh, yeah, I've got a room full of all, I don't care about it. Like, down deep, I think you care about it. But there's some people that do not care. For instance, the Dream Team, the Olympic basketball Dream Team.
Oh, yeah.
Those sons of bitches took off their jerseys and threw them into a laundry. They just won a gold medal, take off the jerseys, throw it in. Karl Malone's wife is like,
I'm going to get those.
I'm taking the whole team's jerseys home from Barcelona.
And it's a multi-million dollar collection.
Unbelievable. Ken Golden will sell it to you.
White Chocolate got some nice stuff.
Yeah. Randy Moss, he's got to be 47.
49.
Oh, split the difference.
48.
48 years old for Randy Moss. Thoughts with you, Randy. We're glad you're coming around from your cancer scare there.
Yeah. He was good on the roast of Brady.
Anytime you hear Randy Moss talk in public.
I know. I want to hear him and
you got Moss. Xavier Woods?
No. Xavier Leggett.
Oh, my God. I still got to show you the video. Some guy saw Xavier at the gas station just walks up. And Xavier talked to you. You know, he's a real cool dude.
God, man. I hope that he has a promising future and does, you know, like, because he's so, like, such a nice son of a bitch.
Remember when he was talking about working at KFC? Cooking them tenders and
them little. Everybody tells him about killing squirrels. You know, the bad ones.
Raccoons, too. They'll skin them.
Yeah.
Who's this? Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins, yes.
Oh, Hank.
Spoken word.
Henry freaking Rollins.
Don't you think he's kind of...
No. No, I don't.
Sexy.
No. No.
Come on.
No one with the last name Rollins is hot.
A man who said he's too old to carry all that weight because he was jacked up.
You're awful for that page.
You're even worse.
No, I was not thinking of who you're thinking.
You are.
I was thinking wretched. Of Rollins, the people who make ball gloves. Uh-huh. So I was thinking, that's Rollins.
Don't know if he's related to the famous Rollins family, carpet family. Might be, might not be.
Six. Dude, I bet you money he is 68 years old.
65.
Henry Rollins is 64. Oof. Years old.
So well, close.
It was a penny
but
bet.
Not far enough.
Didn't say how much
money. No, you didn't say it.
Ooh.
No, God, come on, Matt.
He was in Genesis with Phil Collins and Mike from Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh, I hate that song. I mean, I love that song, but I hate the song by Mike and the Mechanics. Father's Eyes.
Oh yeah.
I think it's
so got In Your Eyes and the
tell him a song about his dad.
The Living Years.
That's it. That's the one I hate.
Oh yeah.
I hate that, and I hate Go Rest to High on That Mountain by Vince Gill. I hate them because they make me sad.
It's tough to hear. Really is. Hits like Sledgehammer In Your Eyes and Shock the Monkey.
I'm gonna have to ask for it, Fat Boy, if you would. I think it's the last initials I can ask for today.
PG. PG.
It's more important to me, I think, of the name than getting how old they are. I don't know. I give up.
Paige knows who it is.
Peter Gabriel.
It is Peter Gabriel's birthday. Not the Gabriel from the Bible, but Peter Gabriel from Earth.
No, not Gabriel Kapler either. He's posed in men's bikini underwear.
Cotter.
73.
74. Oh, it's a big one for old PG.
80? 70.
75 years old. The three-quarter anniversary.
This is like teeter-tottering day.
Teeter-totter. Me, I got to go by the grocery store today.
This gentleman, he came up earlier on the show. I don't remember if it was on the air or off, but he's probably the greatest college basketball coach of all times. Good luck saying his name. He's been on this
Dean
show.
Dean Smith?
Oh, no. He's been on this show a couple times.
A lot of people want to pronounce it as Krzyzewski.
They want to, but it ain't right.
But it's Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Coach freaking K.
How do you pronounce it?
Krzyzewski.
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 Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski.
Okay.
You know, I've watched one time he and his family try to change some light bulbs. It was really cute.
Coach K is... God, he's, I think he's still involved with the school.
Pollock.
Oh, I married one.
I don't hate you for it. Coach K, everyone knows, is 76 today. It's well known.
76.
Fact. No, Coach K is 78 years old today. You almost got
me.
It, though.
Come here. Let me smack you.
We got some happy heavenlies for you.
Oh, we love these.
Not a good documentary on Netflix. Was real short. Feel like it didn't reveal a whole lot, but Jerry.
Springer?
Springer would have been 81 years old today.
Oh, man. Happy heavenly.
He left us in... this is 2023, but I swore it was last year he died.
Bless.
Anyway, how about Pops from the Goldbergs?
Oh, God.
He was Jack and Just Shoot Me, the magazine owner. GS, his initials. Great tan.
I don't know.
George Siegel. Would have been 91 years old. How about the fearless, but greatest freaking pilot of all time?
Sully.
Chuck Yeager.
Oh. Would've oh,
been,
yeah.
He would have been 102.
He broke the land...
Sound barrier?
Sound is... Broke the record for speed of sound? Speed of light.
This
can't beat speed of light.
This Ernie was named after
he
a whole...
He can't beat speed of light. What am I saying?
It's 186,000 miles per second.
Hey, okay, so it's speed of sound.
Uh-huh. God, come on. You got to go back to Wade Hampton.
Mama, come get me.
We got to go to school.
This Ernie was named after a whole state.
Ernie Banks.
Tennessee, Ernie Ford.
Oh, okay.
16 tons of what do you get? Another day older and deeper in this St. Peter's Comp because I can't come. I owe my soul to the
government.
Here's the crown.
It's amazing.
That was from the play Forever Platt. He would have been 106, and Peter Tork from the Monkees, that famous monkey, would have been 83 years old today. Had he
Peter,
lived.
Peter.
There's only one monkey left, Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah, he owns the boutique downtown Greenville in the West End.
Monkeys
yeah,
on the really? West End, he does.
No, it's not him.
I didn't know.
He dresses stars like Megan Heidelberg and many others.
Yeah, he does. He,
in my shorts, I get there. I ain't going to lie.
That's where you get your shorts?
I like the selection of athletic shorts.
He's actually Harambe's cousin.
He is. Look
rest
at Harambe's nose next
also,
time.
Also, rest in peace.
No coincidence, Harambe's nose was a heart. And Harambe's, whatever you call them, gorillas, or herbivores. He wouldn't have eaten that kid. Why'd you have to kill him?
No, he wouldn't have.
That's a good, that's a very solid
let that rest on your conscience.
But he could have, like.
Kid shouldn't have been in there.
No.
Somebody panicked.
And come on.
But they killed Harambe.
I love how Harambe lives forever in community creations.
Did he miss? Well, I'm not going to ask that. No, I'm not. I'm not. But remind me to tell you what I was going to ask off there. And you tell me, oh, you could have said that. But in my mind, I couldn't say this.
All right, I'll do it.
We'll play that fun game afterwards. All right, I'm going to get a V Creative webinar. That'd be fun.
I'm going to give away my pepper necklace.
No, you don't.
My Dufala.
That's an original. That was flown in. The tariffs on that were $96,000.
It's going to go up, dude. So maybe a little bit more.
Keep that in mind.
We're going to gouge.
Also, go ahead and invest in your chow chow if you're into that. That Prosecco is going to go crazy. Tomorrow is Friday. Breaking news on that. It's payday. I'll do my dance. That's the new rule. It won't be as good as the previous dance because that, like that was a real good dance day. But
we go dance a little.
It'd be
go dance a half of one.
We'll do half a dance. And then that'll do it. That'll round up another week. I told Fatboy let's do pit stop punishments for pig racing. Pit stop punishments.
Nobody wants to do 10 months worth of punishment.
Nobody wants
this week.
To do 10 months worth of it. So
no, because I'd lose.
A lot of punishments.
Well,
can we get a TV that don't suck?
That's true. We'd like that for Valentine's Day on this National Radio Day. We'd like
that
a TV that works.
Oh, happy radio day. Please call Gosling Electric to come fix this TV, please, because they can do it.
They can, Paige, holler at them.
Yeah.
All right. And Fatboy with his low tea. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands.
Teas.
His tea is too much sugar in it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, baby, back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.